Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday night. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here at republicbroadcasting.org. Don't have any guests tonight. And I am going to open up the phones for callers this evening because I am broadcasting from the American Free Press office this evening. And I was very, very busy today and didn't really have the opportunity to put together my usual pile of clippings that I go through in a roundabout fashion here every night. So I'm going to open up the phones and let you call in and say what you have to say about topics various and sundry. As I say, there is not much to talk about here, although there is much to talk about. Let's face it, this world situation that we're in is one that... One that's pretty dangerous. You know, it's every time I check my emails, every time I go somewhere on the internet, I find more and more people talking about the likelihood that we are going to go to war against Iran. I don't think that we're even going to need a new president to do it. I think it's going to happen in the next several months, probably before the general election. And if that does happen, folks, I pray that it doesn't happen in one respect. But if it does happen, I think we are going to see some major changes in our existence in this country and on this planet. Last night, we had a caller, Frank from Canada. I do recommend you check out his internet website. I think it's israelwatchlibrary.blogspot.com. If that's incorrect, I hope Frank will call in and let us know the correct address if he's listening tonight. But we had Frank on. He's in Canada, and he described to us some of the problems that people in Canada have vis-a-vis the issue of freedom of speech. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that if we get into a war against Iran, it's not going to be a cakewalk. I think it's very, very likely that we'll have terrorism in this country. I think it's very likely that Americans will be endangered around the globe. And unfortunately, this will give George W. Bush the opportunity he needs, the opportunity he wants, to crack down on dissent in this country. We've seen during the Bush administration more and more efforts to silence people. Those who dare to criticize this little gangster are called anti-American and un-American, unpatriotic. And that's just for openers, folks. I really think we could end up with a dictatorship in this country in the hands of George W. Bush, and I also think that the only way that we're going to avoid that is if the military stands up to this little man and says, hell no, we won't go. Now, of course, as one of our callers pointed out on the program, different callers have pointed this out at different times. A lot of the people in the higher ranks of the military go along to get along. But we have seen evidence for a long, long time that there are stirrings of discontent in the military among the officer corps. And it's very, very possible that they will just say no mas, that they will turn around and rebel. I hope that they do, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't see any other possibility of us getting out of this situation. But we are going to the break. I invite you to call in here, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper, broadcasting to you tonight from the headquarters of American Free Press on Capitol Hill in Washington.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors here at RBN. It's Heart and Body Extract. Their website is hbextract.com, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract is good for you, ladies and gentlemen. It supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol levels. It delivers nutrients to your cells, plus it's all natural. So check out our good sponsor here at RBN. Our sponsor is hbextract.com, or you can call them at 866-295-5305. Okay. Now, I must tell you that I am having a bit of a problem with the computer I am working on, and, well, I'm not having the problem anymore. So that's good. That's the good news. I'd lost my list of callers. And so what I am going to do is go directly to the callers at this time, and I will remind you that the number here is 800-313-3255. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I am begging you to call, folks, because I don't want to have to start reading to you from the Bible or the D.C. phone book. I have lots of material around here that I could just start reading, and it would be interesting stuff, but we'll turn it over to the callers here. So let's go to our first caller here, Wes from Idaho. Wes, come on up.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Wes?
Pretty good. Tough to get through to you. You got so many callers, good callers.
Well, actually what it is, the reason why it's tough to get through to me is because I blab so much and then never get enough time to get the callers in, but you made it up first tonight, Wes.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you for bringing on Professor Ray Goodwin and Joe Cortina. I want to add to Ray Goodwin there, knowledge of the Holocaust. This Zyklon B is very ineffective for killing people unless it's dropped directly into acid so that it will release its cyanide gas fast enough to kill someone. This I learned from watching Professor Frederick Tobin's Judea Declares War on Germany. There's a guy there that doesn't want his identity revealed. He's covered up in the film, but he's an expert. He's a professional exterminist, whatever. And he says that.
Yeah, incidentally, that video you're talking about, unless I'm mistaken, that video is available from honestmediatoday.com.
Some great videos from him. I have most of them.
Absolutely, did you ever, highly recommended.
Did you ever find one-third of the Holocaust?
No, you know, I tell you what, that's funny. I tried that out, and I as I think I mentioned on the air, I was having some trouble with that.
I had no trouble finding it. Google. In fact, I was wondering whether it was one-third the fraction or spell it out. I got it either way.
That's very interesting. I'll have to check that out then once I can.
It is a good one. It has the particular so-called survivor of the Holocaust that says that it is the Germans found out it was easier to burn women than it was men, so they used the women for the kindling. I wanted to bring
you know, it's amazing that so many people believe this stuff.
Yep.
You know, I picked up, I don't mean to interrupt you here, but it just reminds me, today I picked up a book. It was entitled An Illustrated History of Nazi Germany. One of probably dozens or hundreds of such books. But this is a relatively recent book, and in there it has a map of Europe. It's a map of the quote-unquote extermination camps of Europe. Now, what's very, very interesting is that they list Dachau and they list Buchenwald as two of the extermination camps. As I pointed out on this program, even a little booklet put out by the American Jewish Committee has said that Buchenwald, now I don't have this handy in front of me, but I know that it refers specifically to one of those camps at least. I think it was Dachau. They say that Dachau was not a quote-unquote death camp or a quote-unquote extermination camp. And they even go so far as to say that this is their claim. I'm not endorsing it necessarily. They say that there was a gas chamber built at Dachau, but that it was never used to exterminate anybody. It was never used to kill people. Now, the fact is, however, that thousands of American soldiers visited Dachau. They were marched past the so-called gas chamber there. What that gas chamber was at Dachau was, of course, a chamber used to exterminate lice on clothing. Now, see, as I say, even the American Jewish Committee admits that no Jews were ever gassed at Dachau. That Dachau was not a quote-unquote extermination camp or a death camp, okay? But here is a book put out by a major publisher that continues to perpetuate this absolute myth. Now, you know, as I always say, Wes, if they're going to lie about that, what else are they lying about?
Everything.
Yes, that's the problem.
There's that famous picture I've seen, an American soldier standing in front of a steel door. That is, in fact, the entrance to a gas chamber. But when you stop and think about what it actually says there, there's chalk written there on when the gas chamber is being used, and it's also sex. Octung, attention, there's a skull and crossbones in front of there. Do you think they're going to lead people in there to be exterminated with
absolutely on there? See, that's the whole point. And yet, you know, I don't know how many times that particular picture has been reproduced in countless books about the Holocaust, and poor foolish people look at it and say, oh my God, there's the gas chamber. Well, now what's interesting there, Wes, is that that totally contradicts the other stories about the Holocaust, wherein we are told that the Jews and others who were ostensibly gassed, that they were unwittingly led into the gas chambers thinking that they were going into showers. So which is it? You know what I mean? You know, it's just, but see, the average person doesn't look at it. And, you know, sadly, as I've said so many times on this program, so many good patriotic Americans, people who listen to this network, even, you know, people who get on good websites on the internet, they still believe these stories, and it all plays right into the hands of the people who are taking America over the cliff, and that's very sad.
The lie is in the caption, an explanation of what that picture actually is. It was actually a picture of the door of a gas chamber, yes, to exterminate lice that caused the deaths of most of the people at the camps.
You know, in fact, I have personally known two former U.S. soldiers who were marched past the so-called gas chamber at Dachau. Actually, I shouldn't call it a so-called gas chamber, because indeed it was a gas chamber, as we've just pointed out here. But it was used to, you know, it was used for the purpose of, if it was ever used at all, it was for the purpose of, you know, exterminating lice and other bugs on clothing. But anyway, the two soldiers in question, one was Bob Bartel, who was chairman of Liberty Lobby's Board of Policy for many years, and the other was Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish attorney who long represented Liberty Lobby. And in his introduction to my book, Best Witness, which is the story of how Holocaust promoter Mel Mermelstein sued Liberty Lobby and the Institute for Historical Review back in the old days when the Institute for Historical Review was a legitimate organization, which it is no longer. But in any case, Mark described in the introduction to my book how he was led as a young U.S. soldier, what, about 18 years old, he was led past that quote-unquote gas chamber where all the Jews were gassed.
The door.
And he, of course, even notes that now, as I've pointed out here time and time again, just mentioned it tonight, that even now it's admitted that there were no homicidal gassings at Dachau. Yeah. So, you know, No, but you know, the funny thing is, Wes, there are people who are listening to this program tonight who are saying, oh, isn't that terrible? They're denying the Holocaust. But you know what, Wes? There are also other people who are saying, why are they talking about the Holocaust?
Yes.
They're saying, that's not an issue in today's society. That's not an issue of concern to patriots. I'm here to tell you that it is an issue, because this issue of the Holocaust has been used in 14 Western nations to ban freedom of speech. It's all part and parcel of these thought crimes laws. They are trying to institute those laws here on American soil, and if they can bar you from discussing the Holocaust, then they can also bar you from discussing 9/11 or discussing the Holocaust.
I've nearly been arrested in North Idaho for talking about it.
Wes, hold on. We're going to the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Wes calling in from Idaho. Right before the break, Wes, you said something very interesting. You said you were almost arrested in northern Idaho for saying something naughty about the Holocaust.
Absolutely. I walked into this particular office, and I had just come from another place where a preacher was saying, yes, a passport could have come down 1,000 feet and landed on ground zero in legible condition and not been planted evidence. I just couldn't fathom.
Let me interrupt. You're talking about 911
yes.
as opposed to the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
You know, the point is, it was so frustrating trying to get across to this guy. And later on, I walked into an office and I was, I don't know, not quite on a rant, but I was explaining how could anyone believe that the Germans would take people, round them up, and give them a train ride hundreds of miles and cut off their hair and give them a tattoo and put them into barracks where they had food, where they had male privileges, where they were actually given script to buy things, had libraries, and all for the purpose of killing them. And upon this, saying this to these people in this office building, this woman picked up her cell phone, and she said, any more of that, and I'm going to dial 911.
Isn't that, yeah, see, this, yeah, and you know, it would have been interesting to see, it would have been very, thank God it didn't happen. But, I mean, it would have been interesting to see what the police would have said.
Yes. I didn't want any trouble. I didn't say any more. I just kind of smiled and did my business and got out. But this did happen. I have other people, when I start trying to talk about this issue, it's shut up. It doesn't matter. It's over.
Now that's the other thing too. You know, they tell us this, but yet at the same time they pound it into our heads day after day after day, and we're not supposed to say anything about it.
Well, I have something posted on the internet. Some Idaho Observer actually posted something there, and there was a famous so-called patriot author that I was talking to. He was on Gianni Hayes, and he wrote The Unseen Hand, and I called him up and I said, what's your opinion on the Holocaust? And he says, well, I don't have an opinion on that. I haven't researched it. And then 10 minutes later, this same guy drops the word Holocaust like there can only be one accepted way that the Holocaust happened. You know, and those words are actually in my thing that's posted on the Idaho Observer. He's a hypocrite for using the term like that because, you know, if the word is not explained, it only means one thing.
Right, exactly.
But I want to get, I got three or four other things. The Byzantine Empire, I understand from Eustace Mullins, it was the longest lasting empire in history at 1,200 years because they had laws against Jews being in banking, government, and education. Could you lead me to other writings on this subject?
I'll tell you what, there's so much out there on the internet. It always amazes me what is available. There's been so, I can't give you any specifics, but you know the fact is that I'm repeating myself now. I'm amazed at how many good full-length books have been posted on the internet by a variety of people who've obviously gone to a lot of trouble to scan them in and post them up there. The wealth of material is amazing.
Well, can I suggest the Burns Review put something in there about that subject?
I tell you what, as a matter of fact, we're kicking around the idea of doing an entire issue of the Burns Review devoted to the general subject of, quote-unquote, the Jewish question, because
yes.
There is so much material out there that you could fill up a whole issue of the Burns Review.
Absolutely.
With it.
I got two books from Diamond, Max Diamond. You were mentioning that.
Interesting book. Mm-hmm.
And I want to point this out. In Jews, God, and History, right in the table of contents, here it says that of a nation that has proclaimed itself God's chosen people and almost has the world convinced of it. Well, guess what? You're never going to convince me. I want to point out a real good website, MosesHand.com, and on there it has a page out of the Jewish Almanac that says it's improper to call a modern-day Jew an ancient Israelite.
That's interesting.
They know that they are not truly the Israelite Hebrew people of old. Next subject, Paul Craig Roberts. I believe he was on Mark Glenn Liberty's show.
Yeah, it was a real good broadcast.
Except he was talking about Germans dressing as Poles and attacking a radio station. Now, is that true or not, is my question.
Oh, you know, I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't even hazard a guess.
Okay, what happened to Lisa Giuliani? I haven't heard from her.
She's back at work. She and Victor are. Think they're going to be re-upping the Win TV website. Just talking to Victor and Lisa the other day. So
can I point out a small error in your book, Golem?
Please do.
The Liberty. It says you got hit three times by a torpedo. No, only once.
All right, we're going to the break. I'll comment on that when we come back. Thanks for your call, Wes.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I need to remind you that you do need to check out the website of American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. And check out the Barnes Review website at BarnesReview.com. I want to apologize to Wes. I think I cut him off there. I think he was about to make another comment, but he knows where we are, and he's welcome to call in anytime. He's one of our good callers. Before the break, Wes had pointed out something which I just found out the other day from Tito Howard. Tito Howard is the producer of the very good video, Loss of Liberty, about the attack on the Liberty. It's available from American Free Press. In fact, yes, there is an error in my book, The Golem, and it's also an error that I picked up from a piece about the Liberty that I had done for American Free Press, in which I say that I imply that the Liberty was hit by 3 torpedoes. In fact, 3 torpedoes were fired at the Liberty, but only 1 hit the Liberty. So that is correct. That is it's implied, and it should be reworded. And if the Golem goes back to press, I'll certainly make that correction. And I want to thank Wes for bringing it up. Another thing too, I wanted to mention. I said that I'd been talking to Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani the other day, and I said they were going to be reinvigorating the Wing TV website. What I should say is the website is still up there at wingtv.net. They're not doing broadcasts anymore, but they do have an archive up there, lots of interesting material. And they have a lot of very interesting books for sale. I just checked out the website, wingtv.net, and I would suggest you check it out yourself. Victor, of course, has his second volume in his Hillary and Bill series. The first one was Hillary and Bill, the sex volume. The new volume, very, very interesting book, is Hillary and Bill, the drugs volume, and goes in, as I said the other night, into all the data about the Clintons' involvement in the CIA's arms and drugs operations. Okay, well, going to move on to our next caller. We have Mike in Washington. Mike, come on up.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michael. How are you tonight?
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I would like to bring to your attention, this is very important. You know, Time of Grace Ministry, which is, their website is timeofgrace.org. And the pastor, his name is Mark Jeske. He uses Romans 13, and he teaches his followers to obedience and to be a slave. And he says to obedience to anyone, even Ayatollah Bush, that is going to be the next our Ayatollah forever in United States of America.
I'm afraid that may well be the case. And,
yes,
and there are so many so-called Christian pastors out there who are teaching their people to follow the government, to obey the government, and that's a very bad teaching as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. And I want to know, in Romans 13, I mean, Jesus Christ said, blessed are peacemakers. But at the same time, he said, you need to stand for yourself. You need to fight tyranny. He never said you obey a tyranny.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And that's why we have so many false prophets that need to be muzzled.
Exactly. And I would like to ask your listeners, call 800-661-3311 and tell them that we know what the hell they're doing. We know that what are they're up to. And all their members, if they're listening, please boycott him. Don't go to his church and go to other churches that they don't teach lies and don't teach a bunch of things made up because Ayatollah Bush told them to do so.
That's right. I would suggest that people go to Reverend Ted Pike's website at truthtellers.org and get some good material from Ted Pike. He knows what's going on. He represents real Christianity, authentic Christianity, not this poison that's being put out there by this character that you're talking about.
Exactly. I'm agree with you. And so can you please tell us again his website?
Truthtellers.org.
Okay, truthtellers.org. And then another update for you on the Persian situation, that we are getting closer to the Iran war because right now we are in the threat of civil war in Lebanon, Beirut, and right now Hezbollah in Beirut, they're pretty much holding all the streets, and especially all the flights are canceled to Beirut, Lebanon, and it's very crisis which is created by Ahmadinejad, and because 4 days ago one of their high officials said that we are going to make a mass in Lebanon, and exactly when the 60 years of the Israel's birthday. And exactly the next day, this happens. So once we connect the dots, we can see that Ahmadinejad is a very powerful man with all his army and with all his Hezbollah, Hamas, and all those terrorist organizations that he has. I mean, he's going to mess up everywhere in Middle East, and then as a result, we are going to get much closer to the Iranian war indeed.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. I was just about an hour ago, I was reading something that that my longtime associate and employer, Willis Cardo, wrote. He said, you know, that the United States or the people of the United States should recognize that there are always, whenever two different factions overseas are fighting, there are not just two sides to the conflict, there are three sides to the conflict. The third side is the U.S. side, and the U.S. is best served by not getting involved on the side of either party in a foreign conflict. And the United States should come home, look out for its own interests here, and not get involved in the conflicts overseas. But unfortunately, in the last century, the United States did get involved in a lot of conflicts, and we saw the consequences. Mike, I want to thank you for your call. Good input.
And can I make another comment?
Go ahead.
If we made a wall between Sunni and Shia in Baghdad, Iraq, and we cannot make a border, we cannot make a big wall between Mexico and United States. Shame to the Bush.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. All right, Mike. Thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Good point. Absolutely. Isn't that true, folks? Okay, let's go to, we have another Mike. Mike calling from Illinois. Mike, come on up.
Hey, Mike Piper, how you doing?
What's going on tonight?
Not only do you have another Mike, you have another Persian. That's two in a row. I don't know if you can handle that.
I won't even comment on that one.
I will. I can spot that accent from a mile away.
That should be.
Anyway, I just read in the USA Today that Israel celebrated its 60th anniversary with pride. Now, I mean, I know different cultures have different tastes and mores and, ideas regarding things, but who would have thought that a group of people could take pride in the stealing of land by uses of terrorism of another people? I didn't know you could take pride in that.
Yeah. You know, last night I was talking to an acquaintance of mine. He's a friend of a friend. I didn't even know the guy happened to be a Palestinian. He's a Palestinian Christian, as a matter of fact. Born here in the United States, but in any case, he told me about his visit to Palestine several years ago. What a terrorist state Israel is. This is a guy who's totally apolitical, never been involved in any political affairs, yet he was dragged in by Israeli security, and they really turned the heat on him. And, you know, this reminded me of a story that Mark Glenn had told on this program about another Palestinian that he was acquainted with, put through the very same ringer. And, you know, the thing is, this happens to Palestinians, Christians, and Muslims alike every day, every minute, every hour over there. You know, and it's funny. I saw an article, and I don't remember where it was, but it was an interview with this elderly gentleman who is apparently considered one of Israel's leading authority on the Arabs. But you know what? You know, this is a guy who speaks Arabic fluently, has immersed himself in all aspects of Arabic culture, apparently is one of the leading Israeli authorities on the Arabs, and yet, you know what? He says that he's never been to an Arab country, number one, and number two, he's never had any dealings with Arabs, and yet he is Israel's authority on the Arabs. Now,
well,
isn't that interesting? Isn't that telling? Isn't that revealing? He and they put themselves on another plane such that they can sit around and analyze the Arabs and the Muslims, you know, and make grand pronouncements about the Arabs and the Muslims and how rotten they are and how backward they are, and yet he's never known an Arab in his life. I mean, that. Oh, maybe there may be some Arabs who've cleaned his toilet. Maybe there have been Arabs who have delivered milk to his front door. Maybe that, but he's never dealt with Arabs, and he is an authority on Arabs. Think about this.
Why don't they just hire one of the 20% of their population who happen to be Arab? They're Israeli. I'm sure they would help him out, you know, in any way the government needed. You know,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, it just goes to show you the absolute, utter hypocrisy of this people as an institution, as a state. I tell you what, you know, we're going to see a real spectacle when George Bush goes over there to visit to commemorate the big 60th anniversary. That's going to be, I don't even know if I'm going to watch TV that week. I don't know if I'm going to read the papers that week.
And you know what? I hope he does give him the little present of freeing Jonathan Pollard, because my first reaction was disgust and outrage that he would do it. But now I hope he does it, because it would just bring it into the news. It would bring it into the news that there was an Israeli spy named Jonathan Pollard. It would refresh people's memory, and it would bring cries of outrage from a lot of good Americans voicing their opinion that this is. It would be kind of like the Mark Rich pardon. It would just be.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, really, at this point, you know, as I said earlier. I don't want to see a war against Iran, but you know what? If it takes a war against Iran to turn this country upside down and maybe ultimately make things better, then maybe that's exactly what we need.
Well, I hope we don't obliterate it, as Hillary says.
As Hillary says, exactly, yeah. Yeah,
A lot of my relatives would be obliterated.
I'm aware of that, and that's why I say I say that with hesitation to you personally, but generally, yeah. I mean, I don't want to see it happen. I don't like war. I never have liked war, but you know, I tell you, I just don't see any other solution. There's, until the American people are hit over the head with a steel pipe, collectively. You know, and just somehow shaken to the core to understand how bankrupt the policies are. I mean, you know, we were talking here last night about all these top military and intelligence people who told Harry Truman what a mistake it would be to lend U.S. recognition to Israel. They, these are the people who were the experts. And they were telling Harry Truman, don't do it, and of course he did it, and we've seen the consequences of it, and things aren't getting any better.
You mentioned that yesterday you were talking about Truman, and even though he did finally recognize Israel, his diary said otherwise. I've never read them. Do diaries speak ill of Jewish influence?
Oh, yeah. In fact, in Truman's diary, I have it reproduced, the one relevant chapter, or one relevant passage from the diaries. He basically says, and this is Harry Truman, he says that no other people compare to the Jews in terms of the way they bully other people.
But wow.
When Jews are in a position of power over anybody else, they are treacherous, unlike any other groups of people. And this was Harry Truman. I mean, you know, this is not Mike Piper or George Lincoln Rockwell or David Duke or name your villain, you know? No, this is Harry Truman, the guy who recognized the State of Israel. I love to rub that Truman quote in people's faces because it's just so very telling that even the President of the United States said this. And, you know, it's kind of funny. When all is said and done, the truth is that so many American people in positions of power have said similar things like that. And, of course, it's eventually slipped out one way or another. But, I mean, the very fact that so many American politicians have said these things, you know, it should be,
Reverend Billy Graham,
a signal to the average American that when you find both liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans – ranging from Richard Nixon to Harry Truman to Jimmy Carter, all saying basically the same thing in one form or another, it should tell them something.
Billy Graham said it, too. I mean,
Billy Graham, exactly. I mean, Billy Graham said it privately to Richard Nixon. Of course, it made the news. It came out. They've given him a pass on that, mainly because he's an old man and he's so well-established that, you know, but again, it's just part and parcel of the whole problem we have that our nation is in this, that there's such a stranglehold of power on this country, and it comes through the Jewish control of the media, and the media is controlled by the Jews. All right, Mike, listen, thanks for your call. We're going to the break. Back, we'll go to Jeff from Vermont.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. With our last caller there, we're talking about Harry Truman. If it's still on the internet, the Washington Post issue of July 11th, 2003, cited Harry Truman's diary wherein he said, referring to the Jews, "When they have power, physical, financial, or political, neither Hitler nor Stalin has anything on them for cruelty or mistreatment to the underdog." That's Harry Truman. Harry Truman said that about the Jews, not Adolf Hitler. All right, let's go to Jeff from Vermont. Jeff, you're going to wrap it up for us tonight.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing tonight?
How you doing?
Good. What was Moses Hess, Theodor Herzl, and Jabotinsky's ultimate goal? That was to the formation of the State of Israel. And on the 60th anniversary of the State of Israel, there was more migration in Eastern Europe to Israel in World War II than any other time period in modern or in Israel's history. Hitler should be the father of Israel. Because
in many respects, that can accurately be said.
Because he's the one that ultimately they use the Holocaust to justify the statehood of Israel. In all essence, Hitler, you know, was the founder of the State of Israel. Because if it wasn't for Hitler, there would be no State of Israel. There probably would have been. They would have found some other scheme or some other way to get it done. But you know, their goal from the beginning in 1896 or whatever was to get a State of Israel going, and they did it.
You know, it's kind of interesting because President Abbas of the Palestinian Authority wrote a paper on that very subject. And, of course, for having written a paper on that subject, he has been called a, quote-unquote, Holocaust denier. You know, it's also, I think it's important to point out, too, though, that although the State of Israel, the purpose was to have a Jewish state, a political entity on the map.
Mm-hmm.
But the grand Jewish scheme has always been that State of Israel would, in fact, be a world capital of a world controlled by the Jews.
But the problem with the Holocaust is that the Jews use it as fear into their own people, into their Jewish faith, because the Jews have nothing to bind them together like the Holocaust. To there's another Holocaust around a corner. You know, it seems like they always try to scare people into it. You know,
you know what it often reminds me of. It's kind of like, you know, we go to horror films to be scared. We enjoy them. You know, and then we walk out of the theater, you know, it's like, boy, that was a scary movie. We might have trouble going to sleep at night, you know. But I tell you what, the Jews seem to thrive on it. They really seem to enjoy scaring themselves.
Look at Hollywood.
Yeah.
How many movies were created on the Holocaust? Or look at Schindler's List. They exploit their own people, it seems like, to further their own agenda, to keep them in line more than any other religion, it seems like, too. They own the people in, the rabbis, whoever they are, they take advantage of their own people more than, you know, any other religion.
They cause more psychic unrest to their own people than Mike Piper does, I can assure you that.
Mike,
all right,
Michelle,
listen, thanks for your call, Jeff. I hear the music coming up. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of good programming here tonight on this network and throughout the weekend. We'll see you here Monday night, God willing.